This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Okay, everyone, shut up and look at me.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people.
Isaac Robb.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes.
Jason Sukanik.
I also think it's pointless for a human to paint scenes of nature when they could just go outside and stand in it.
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
Please do not misinterpret the fact that I am talking right now as genuine interest. End of speech.
The Fan.
Damn, what it do?
Ahoy!
What's up?
Did you start with a bah?
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I didn't know where that came from. It was a bah!
I said, that!
Like a goat wandered in.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. Happy
Friday. Welcoming you. I'm welcoming the listeners.
Well,
you were already here.
It's kind of rude. Well, I mean, you can still welcome me in. You don't have to be a jerk.
Yeah. Welcome to our show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to do some sports for you guys
on
today.
A fun football Friday.
Yeah, I think it is. Although my computer's not working again.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, but we have candy.
Yeah. Do we know who's responsible for a delicious bowl that I'm going to try to avoid of Twix and those buttercups?
What those are? Reese's of some sort?
That's the Reese's egg.
Oh, okay.
So are we left over from... Right. Oh, it's the pumpkin. So we're into the Halloween candy now.
Okay.
It's officially Halloween, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, no, I know. You told me that like in August.
Yeah.
You could do a lot worse than a Reese's pumpkin, though. Pretty solid.
Why? Is it just basically a Reese's?
Yeah, it's a Reese's without the, you know, the hard edge in the cup. I mean, it's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
But it's, yeah, so it's just a pumpkin shape. There's no flavor difference.
No, yeah, and that's specifically why it's good, is it's not pumpkin flavored. It's just the shape of a pumpkin.
I'm going to do my best to try to avoid that big bowl of candy. And
that's why? Not, it's good for you.
That's not good. It's not good because, like, the fun size candy is dangerous because you're like, oh, it's one size, and then you eat like nine of them, and you're like, I just ate a full size candy bar times two. Like, that's not a recipe for success.
What if it were a bowl of broccoli?
I would not be tempted in any shape or form.
Oh, really?
No.
I love broccoli.
So you're telling me if I just had a bowl of steamed broccoli there throughout the show,
doesn't even need to be steamed.
You just raw broccoli. You're just over there munching on it.
Sure.
No dip. There's no fun dip in there. Nothing.
I mean, I'd like a dip, but. No
dip.
I'd eat that.
Are you a cooked broccoli guy? Because sometimes that makes the kitchen smell.
Yeah, I like them both.
All I know is like when everyone like goes to the party and someone brings the vegetable tray, guess what's always left?
The
vegetable tray. There's like three pieces taken off the entire thing.
Yeah, a handful of people like a crudité, not the whole group.
So you really need to like the vegetable tray. And by the way, good on Big Vegetable because they only sell the big trays.
Charcuterie board.
In reality, I don't know what the Big Vegetable tray is because I refuse to buy one. But like, can we say that like you need like a fourth? You need a fourth of that. And even then, you're probably leaving with a bunch of leftovers. But they don't. They still serve the big, giant vegetables.
So is that like...
I think it's also marked up like four times because they've cut it for you.
Yeah.
You could do it way cheaper if you just bought the carrots and the broccoli or whatever. But they're like, you're lazy.
It's the same thing with buying like cut-up melon. If you buy cut-up melon, Boy, that's, you know, you've made it. You've officially become wealthy when you buy your fruit pre-sliced.
Or you're just lazy, because as a father of two boys who devour fruit, there are times I go to the store and I look at all the melon I'm going to have to cut, and I look at the stuff in the container, and I'm like,
ah. Must be nice to be Ryan Buckley paying those expensive white guy sliced melon prices.
Yeah.
Woo!
So you're saying the veggie tray is akin to the... like veggie pizza order?
Yes.
When you're buying pizzas for a group.
And you buy one veggie
pizza.
And
you buy the veggie pizza, and then nobody touches it.
Yes. What a pizza place needs to do, and they won't because it benefits them, every pizza that you order should have one slice of veggie pizza. You should make one veggie pizza, and then when you slice it,
that's a pretty good idea.
You remove one slice of every pie, and you insert a veggie, and then everyone would be happy.
Wow.
Because there's nothing worse. I think we've all been there. The party's kind of winding down, and you're like, maybe you've had a few drinks. You're like, hey, there's one pizza left. I'll go over and have a slice. And you open it up, and what do you see? Veggie. And instantly you say the same thing. Son of a...
That is a good idea. I mean, I'm sure you could ask a place to custom do this, but like, let's say you're getting a combo. Why couldn't they just leave like the pepperoni and sausage off of two slices and continue with the peppers and onions or olives or whatever?
You know, I've never thought about that, but I'm
pretty
in.
Pretty simple solution.
It's the way to go.
Well, there has been, for the longest time, we have been sold this bill of goods that when you order a pizza, you have to just order one half. Yeah. One half has to be one way and the other, that's it. You can only split it into halves.
Yep.
That's not true, because when you build the pizza, you can easily crank off a slice for something.
Oh boy, crank off. That's
well, you know.
Can you go ahead, easily, Buck, you go ahead and cut the Rop cranking off over there? Because that's something.
Well, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You know.
Why is it so hard to create?
Yeah.
And look, and when you're cranking off one slice, as Rop likes to do, you know, the edges, there may be some spillover, but that's fine.
We don't
need it to be exact.
I agree.
Ballpark that son of a gun. Estimate it. You should be able to call up Bellagio's and like, hey, you know what? I need a pepperoni and sausage, and here's what you do. One, maybe two slices. Let's throw a veggie on there, will you? And like, does that take an, you know, there's two extra bucks in it for you. We're good.
I think the fear, perhaps where they're coming from, is this is a can of worms for them.
Yeah.
Because now people are going to start ordering a pizza with eight different types of slices. And you can't do that.
But here's the thing.
You can't do that.
You know what? We got to stop with it's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Right? There's rules. This isn't NOM. There's rules. And so you just simply say, right? Much like the halves of the pizza, I put right on my pizza menu, you get a two slice option. If you want the veggie, we even call it.
Has to be the same thing. Can't be. They can't make.
It's not a custom two slices. No. Yeah. Say you can leave things off two slices.
Yeah.
We get two slices, and we call it the Trivial Pursuit. Remember, like the pie wedges. I will give you one. Remember that damn brown wedge in Trivial Pursuit, which is like literature and no one could ever get it? I'm calling it the brown wedge. And I'm going to give you one little section of your pizza that you can do your supreme or you can do your veggie. And outside of that, go to hell. We're doing normal pizza. We set rules here. It's easy. Someone calls up like, I want nine different. Well, that's not happening. You may want it, but this isn't the way we do it here. But I think we would all benefit, because I think we've all suffered from the awful feeling of, I would like another slice of pizza, and the only pizza left is the stupid veggie pizza that no one wants. Nobody.
Did you know they changed the arts and literature piece from brown to purple?
Did they?
Yeah. Did you guys know that?
No, I did not. Is that because it's not only is it the worst category, but it's the poo? Like, it just, no one wanted
the brown.
It
wasn't vibrant and dynamic enough for Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, I do feel like that's it. I feel like people were just absolutely...
just dogging on the brown?
They're like, the brown is so bad.
Yeah.
So they're just like, oh, we'll change the color, and then they won't know, you know.
Yeah.
They'll think it's new or different.
No,
but it's not.
It's not. It's the same literature that, like, only your grandfather or, like, your weird autistic sister, she, like, that's the category she lives for. The rest of us are like, oh, my God. The end of the Trivial Pursuit game is just, like, four players just all trying to get the brown. Just circling that one brown section.
I mean, look, we all three of us can probably agree. Yeah. Orange.
Yes.
I mean, dude.
Orange is the way to go.
We had an advantage.
Yes. That's the sports.
Orange.
Yeah. Sports and leisure.
Yeah.
And then Peak was the entertainment. That was pretty good. You could do that. Blue was, I think, geography. Felt pretty good about that. You got into the brown, you're like, oh my God. Yeah, Dev, like that's like when you recruited Grandpa, and he was only good for that one thing. Like, Dad, Grandpa, you're there for the brown.
But you nail one of those, and you feel like the badass of the group all of a sudden. Yeah.
Hey, do you want some arts and literature questions?
Yes.
You do?
Sure.
These are the okay. Give me the brown, now the purple.
What nationality was Chopin?
That would be Chopin, and I believe he was French.
See, I'm already off to a rockin' start.
Is that right?
He's Polish.
I believe the correct word there is Yarmakula that you're looking
That's
for.
Right. Yeah.
What did you call him?
It's Chopin, though, right?
Chopin? Yeah, well, I don't know who that is. Who is that?
You didn't know who Chopin?
I think he's a composer. No.
He's one of the most famous of like...
Musical composers.
Frederick
Symphonies.
Chopin? Or as you said, Chopin?
Well, he called him Chopin.
Chopin.
But he's Polish. What is the best known artificial international language?
Artificial?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that
like. This is up? Why arts and literature sucks.
Artificial?
Like made up? Oh, Klingon? Yes. Is it Klingon?
No.
What is an
like Trekkie?
Artificial?
I'm just thinking of a...
Esperanto.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that means.
Who lived at 221B Baker Street, London?
That
Sherlock
is Sherlock
Holmes.
Holmes.
There you go.
Ha ha! Right? And that's the one question that me and Buck are sitting on. And if one of us had got it and not the other one, we'd be like, you son of a bitch. You get the one question that anyone knows. Yeah, like every like fourth one, there might be something that you could get.
Who cut Van Gogh's ear?
Him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Where did Salvador Dali live? Oops. Yeah, where did he live?
Cuba?
Spain?
Figueres?
Sure. What?
Yeah,
how do you even spell that? What was that word?
Oops. It says F-I-G-U-E-R-A-S. Who painted the Mona Lisa? You guys know that.
Da Vinci. That would be Leonardo.
What Spanish artist said he would eat his wife when she died?
Ew. I don't know. Let's go with
Gaudi?
Picasso.
Dali.
Oh.
Like so Dali was Spanish. You said he was Figueres or whatever.
No, it asked where he lived. I'm just reading the card.
That might be in Spain.
I'm reading the cards.
Okay.
Who wrote Julius Caesar, Macbeth, and Hamlet? Okay, that's easy.
Bill
Gates.
Bill Shakespeare.
Now I have to sign up. Okay, well, there's our free arts and literature test. How about that?
We're all more cultured today because of you.
There you go, guys. Let's get back to the orange.
Let's get back to Chopin.
Chopin.
I believe it's Chopin. I heard it on the radio. And Megan Rapinoe and Frederick Chopin.
Well, we're about to chope it up over some football.
That's right. Let's go.
What was his first name?
Frederick, I believe.
Frederick? Oh, boy. He's an ugly MF-er.
Am I right?
Ooh. Yeah.
I think everyone in Germany and Poland in that time was either named Frederick, Frederica, Wilhelm, or Wilhelmina.
He looks evil.
Well, again, it was the olden days.
Yeah.
They all look evil. No one was happy.
See if we can find some fun facts here.
It's the middle of the 1800s. If you were born in 1810, you think life was good? No, it wasn't. Probably had syphilis, bunch of weird stuff. You smelled a lot. There's no plumbing.
YouTube asking if Rop is going to spin us some philosophy from Socrates.
I might. Boy, I tell you, I'm reading through his Wikipedia. There's nothing interesting.
No, other than he was a great composer.
So that's what they say. I don't. I'll be the judge of that.
Another YouTuber says they're ready for us to crank off some Chopin.
Just crank off a slice or two.
What, he's a pianist, right?
He is a pianist.
Why don't you pull some up? Let's listen to him.
Sure.
See what we got. Yeah, boy. He gets my vote for the longest Wikipedia page that is the most uninteresting. Because usually when it's long, there's cool stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
Nothing?
Not so far.
Okay. No diseases, didn't cut an ear off, nothing strange.
No.
No gay lovers.
He is dead.
Well, yeah, I would assume he's...
No gay lovers?
Well, I don't know. That could be that could be scandalous back in the day, right?
Yeah.
You know, Lincoln style, you know, kind of hiding everything down there. Even though that's never been confirmed, there's weird stuff. Dude, he slept with another dude in his bed for like a number of years while his wife lived away. Like, that's a little, you know, it's scandalous.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah, of course.
Now you're kidding.
This is Chopin Nocturne Op 2, or Op 9, number 2. I don't know what op means. It's
Why does piano music have such weird names? You know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why can't they just name it something cool like, you know?
This is your super awesome mixtape, volume 2.
Yeah.
This is Chopin Awesome Mix Piece.
Name it something that we want to hear.
My guess is like there's like some of those are like it's like an A flat or A minor. I mean, there's I love how you're criticizing one of the great composers of all time for naming his songs.
I'm sure he's great, but kind of lame. Hmm. All right, well, should we get going here?
Let's go. Let's crank one off.
Talk a little sports. Crank it out. Who's ready for some lakeside football?
It's called sports.
I know this guy is.
Let's do it.
That's next.
I was a lie!
On The Fan. I think the YouTubers are right. They requested this today. We play requests here.
I mean, it's what we do.
And I think we should play this every Friday at 3:15 to like open it. The football.
Just to get us in the mood.
Yeah. And it's not often you get Chopin and Kenny Chesney in the first 20 minutes of our show.
You mean Chopin.
Chopin.
It's really Chopin? Kind of the same thing. It's Kenny Chesney, a modern-day Chopin.
That's fair.
I would like to give you some props, though, because I was desperately trying to find hot fun facts about Chopin.
Yeah.
And I found one.
Yeah.
And to your point about life back then, mm-hmm. they said that he was frail and ill most of his life. And they said when friends would visit him, he couldn't move. And then he died. He died at 39. He got tuberculosis and kicked.
Welcome to the world of the 1800s. Yeah. Like I read
it
a lot
was just
of
normal.
I read a lot of history books, and never once have I been reading a biography or learning about someone and thought to myself, what a great life. I wish I was there. It's always like, oh my God, this is terrible.
This is probably the most fun fact about Chopin.
Yeah.
And that is that he wanted a heart transplant, mm-hmm. but he died before obviously they weren't going to give him a heart transplant, but that's what he wanted.
Yeah.
And so he gave his heart. He had a fear of being buried alive.
Sure.
So he wanted his sister to take his heart with her, and she did. So preserved by alcohol, his heart is now sealed in a pillar of the Holy Cross Church.
Huh. Where's that? Somewhere in Poland?
Let's go Poland.
Okay. So that's weird. Again, it's the olden days. I love that, like, they didn't have soap or antibiotics, but I want you to give me a heart transplant.
Take my heart out and put it in some bourbon.
So maybe Chopin,
or some whiskey.
Great composer, a little bit of a dreamer, and not really based in reality if he wanted a heart transplant.
Poor guy.
Well, it's kind of weird that your sister just put it in some... By the way, alcohol, is there anything it can't do? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, those were his wishes.
Drop my liver in a bottle of Lagavulin and let's do this?
So when you're watching Oregon Northwestern tomorrow, you might be shocked when you tune in. For those that don't know. Because Northwestern is playing in a temporary stadium.
Yes.
And the temporary stadium, because they're building a brand new flashy facility,
mm-hmm.
it seats 12 to 14,000.
And I'm not certain it's going to be packed.
It was built, well, I mean, if any Northwestern game is going to be packed, it's probably this one.
Again, I state for a fact, I'm not sure it's going to be packed. It's Northwestern.
I've seen speculation that Duck fans could outnumber Northwestern fans since it holds so few.
Well, there probably are a lot of Duck fans there.
Chicago is a place like New York or L.A. where there's transplants from everywhere.
Well, I'll tell you, too, like if I was a Duck fan and I just was looking for a cool trip and I didn't really care about
the road game.
Yeah, you go there.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Chicago's one of the best cities in America.
That's what I'm saying. So I feel like if you're going to get Northwestern fans, it would probably be this game because, mm-hmm. It's a good – I mean, you're hosting a top – yeah. Five team, mm-hmm. right? Are they top five yet?
Yes, they are fourth.
Oregon, fourth?
Yeah.
But anyway, they built this stadium specifically as a temp stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So it originally only had 2,000 seats, but they added... So what's going to be weird about it when you see it, not only is it just going to look small, but one side is completely open to the lake,
mm-hmm.
and the other side only has 2,000 seats on it.
It's a really cool...
The 12 to 14,000 seats that they added, or in this case, I guess 10 to 12,000, mm-hmm. are all on the end zones.
Yeah.
So you really won't be able to see that much in the main shots, which I think is going to look really weird.
But whenever I see photos, now I don't know if I have watched any sort of Northwestern football over the years, but when I see like photos of it, it looks really kick ass.
I've heard people call
the
it
new
a
one?
Uniquely cool experience. No, the temporary one.
This one.
Yeah, the new one looks amazing. Northwestern is building some of the nicest facilities in the country.
But you wouldn't say that you'd want to keep this forever, but people who have visited the temporary one said it's surprisingly cool for being a small temporary stadium.
Yeah.
Well, it's right on the lake. And they were asking a lot of the Oregon players that have played, like in Hawaii and they were well, they were even talking to Lanning, like, how do you get you guys ready for this place? So there's like no one, you know,
it kind of feels like you're playing in a high school stadium.
And that's what Lanning said. He's like, I've coached in high school. I've coached small college, you know, like I've done this before, but, the one side open to the lake is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And, the new stadium is worth, they're saying it's going to cost $862 million.
Yeah.
And they're building, so they're trying to be in that by next fall, but that is the most expensive stadium in college football history, and it is going to be badass.
Yeah.
They're saying it's fully funded by private donations. $480 million of that came from the Ryan family, who have their name on it.
Yeah.
And they are the same people who own part of the Bears.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people have been asking the Ryans, they're like, hey, can the Bears temporarily play in the new Northwestern Stadium
while they figure out their situation?
While they figure out their situation for Soldier. Mm-hmm. And they said no, because they're in, I think it's Evanston, and there's a city ordinance that does not allow pro sports in Evanston. So they can't play there.
I wonder if you could get that changed, though.
Like, yeah, maybe.
But like anytime you're building any stadium that, like, college stadiums have been around forever. I mean, when's the last time someone built a new stadium? Like Husky Stadium was tore down and rebuilt, and that was a number of years ago, but it's on the same location. I mean, not many places build stadiums. Like, you renovate. Autzen's been renovated multiple times, and normally, like with college, we're just upgrading facilities, but we're not necessarily building new stadiums. Minnesota built a new one. I know that, and that was on campus, and that was pretty cool.
We just renoed KU.
Yeah, you just renoed. But, you know,
because we have a pretty good setting, but you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I think some of it too is like
cost as well.
Yeah. I mean, you got all these sports you got to. So I feel like Northwestern is going to start a trend here.
Mm.
And it may not be right away, but I think that when colleges start maximizing the TV revenue, which they're going to do in a couple of years and over the next, you know, 5, 10, 15 years.
Think stadiums come along.
Yeah, I do. I think that's the next thing, because they don't pay. In reality, I know they're all telling you that, oh, it's going to be so hard to pay these players and all this. They don't pay the players that much.
No.
I think once they maximize their TV money, I do think you're going to start to see some schools, not all, but some schools really put more into the fan experience. Because honestly, I mean, Autzen's great, but it's not the best in terms of fan experience. This Northwestern Stadium that they're talking about, their theme is premium for everybody. So it's a smaller venue. But they said that the furthest seat away from the action, furthest in the whole stadium, is 136 feet.
Well, I think they took a...
Well, hold on. Oh. By contrast, for context on that, at the Big House in Michigan, the best seats are 236 feet away.
Yeah.
So the worst seat at Northwestern is going to be 100 feet closer to the action than the best seat at the Big House. And that, I think, is something that... I don't know. It's, we're seeing it all the time in the NFL and NBA, like premium sort of experiences for fans, because it's more than just about the game. College doesn't really have to do that yet, because people just, the fandom and the tailgating, and it's just all an experience. But I do think that once they start swimming in money, which they will eventually, this is the next. This is the next thing.
Yeah, and it's only, you said it's only 35,000 seats. This is, it reminds me of when Minnesota built their stadium. They built an on-campus stadium, and that was their thing. And they're like, we're not going to build this big monstrosity that we can't fill. We are going to build an intimate place that we think we can fill. And it was that same philosophy, is we're going to make everyone close. We're going to make this feel big by putting everyone right on top. You know, like that's a little bit Martin Stadium, right? If you go up into Pullman, I think Martin Stadium seats like 42. It's not very big, but when they fill it up and it's raucous, it's a great environment. So I do think there's an element of, if you're Northwestern, good for you for not building a 60,000 seat stadium that you're not going to fill. Even Husky Stadium, I believe Husky Stadium got smaller. The new one is less seats. You know, they've always talked about, does Autzen need to expand? And I've heard...
That's a great question. I mean, that's a big thing that gets bandied about.
And I've heard from Oregon leaders time and time again, they always say the same thing. We'd rather have a ticket demand and have people struggling to get in than have 5,000 empty seats that we can't fill.
That's the thing. Right now they're filling up like 68, and you'd be adding another 12,000. You're not going to get 80 for every game, and you might want the stadium to be more modern, but don't just add seats to add seats.
Yeah.
Question, should the Beavers have added so many seats?
But it's still not a big stadium.
Well, how many did they add?
I don't know how many they added, but it's not. I mean, they redid, so you know, it's still one of the smaller stadiums. So, you know, I don't think that's the. I think there's a difference between adding a few when you're redoing something, as opposed to, truly expanding. Because if you're expanding, you're not expanding by a couple thousand. You're expanding, like you said, by 5 to 10.
It looks like now they hold 35,000. Before it was 26,000.
Yeah,
but there was a period in 2021 and 22 where it was up to 43,000.
Yeah, So they've actually dropped it back down.
They dropped it down and then went back up to the middle. So they've been as high as 43, as low as 26, and now they're at 35.
Huh.
And even that doesn't get filled all the time. So I would rather have 35,000 seats that I can pack than 45 and have it be empty. And then in the hopes that I get really good and that I can expand. I think there's something about the intimacy. Now, if you're Tennessee or you're Penn State, by all means, is because you fill it up no matter what. But also, if you've ever been to a college stadium versus these new NFL stadiums, it's embarrassing how nice the NFL stadiums are compared to the college. The college stadiums are a dump. And granted, like there's the pageantry of it and the band and all that. But if you've been to the new, if you've been to the new U.S. Bank Stadium in Minnesota, or you've been to SoFi or any of these stadiums that are brand new, even down to Jerry's World, and then you go into a college stadium, even the big ones like the Big House, dude, they're dumps. They're absolute rat holes because they were all built back in the day. And these NFL stadiums cost multiple billions of dollars. I don't know. And most of those are built with public money. I don't know. I don't know if we'll get to see where we see college places building stadiums nearly as nice as the NFL stadiums.
Yeah, I don't know about as nice, but I do. And renovation is probably more likely, than moving locations. Sure. A lot of them are in tight spots on campuses, so they can't really change locations. And that was can upgrade.
Yes, the nice part about like Husky Stadium is you could go play in Seattle, like you go play in the Seahawks. But a lot of places don't have that. Like if Oregon decided to tear Autzen down and rebuild it,
they're already, all the other space that they have, building other facilities.
Yeah, and that's my point, is you couldn't tear that down and you would have to renovate bit by bit because there's nowhere else to play. And most places are like that.
Yeah.
Seattle is a unique place because it's one of the few universities that has an NFL stadium there that you can go play.
Well, Northwestern's in a pretty cool spot. In Chicago, yeah. Right on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to look weird tomorrow.
Yes.
That's all I want to tell you guys.
Well, it won't matter because they'll win by 40.
Well, I don't know. The crowd, 14,000.
Well, I will say, having played in the Mountain West, I have played in places when you walk out and we had more fans at BYU. We had more fans that traveled than like New Mexico or like UTEP. And I will say, it can be a bit weird because you have to create your own juice.
That's what Lanning said.
And something tells me that Dan Lanning, if you're going to have a guy that needs to create some juice, something tells me Dan will find a way to do that.
What's he
going to
be pissed off about this week?
I don't know. Maybe the smart kids. I don't know.
Well, I read a quote from one of the offensive linemen who said Lanning has been talking about that at least in that position group, they are talking about, their big theme this week is bring your own juice.
Yeah.
You're
going to have to.
That is what they're talking about. So.
Because it does kind of suck when you run out onto the field and there's like 9 people in the stands and you can hear like your mom like yelling for you. It's weird, especially when you're used to playing in a big environment.
That's a Dabo Swinney-ism. Bring your own guts is what you have to say.
Yeah, it's not going to be like, let's go whoop their ass.
It's like, hey guys, let's go be professionals.
It's going to be something like some blue collar, like punch in early, get the work done.
I want it to be Revenge of the Nerds. I want it to be like Bully a Nerd. Like this isn't the movies where the nerd wins. This is the movie where the big bully gets laid by the cheerleader and kicks the nerd's ass. Just make it that.
I saw somebody trying to dunk on the nerds saying, hey, idiots, Oregon is more northern and more western than
that
your
is
stupid
true.
School.
Yeah, why is it called Northwestern?
At the time, it probably was Northwestern. Well,
I think it's Northwest in Illinois would be my guess.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be my guess.
Well, I don't think that's right, is it? Because Chicago's...
Or is it just northwest of a bunch of other schools
Chicago,
that came before it?
Illinois. It's not in the state of Chicago.
But it's in Chicago.
Germany's a great city.
And I think
it's not in Chicago.
It's just north of Chicago. But yeah, it's It's east. Chicago's east of Illinois is what I was trying to say. If you let me finish. Chicago is east Illinois. It's not west. And it's north of Chicago. So.
Okay. Then I don't know why it's called Northwest.
Idiot. Pissing me off. All right. Well, good luck tomorrow. 28 point spread.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Punch a nerd in the face.
And I learned today that is the most bet on team this weekend as far as ticket percentage of that game. So 87% of that game's tickets on the Ducks.
Everybody's on the Ducks. Do you like that?
No, not as a Ducks better.
I don't ever like that.
I'm perfectly fine with it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to roll with it, but
I mean,
I don't
some
like
of
it.
Them end up being just like, like laughers, and they're right. Mm. But I think if you line up, I've always thought that if you line up, like see the numbers on this actually, if you line up the ticket percentage or money percentage of the top 10 most lopsided games each week, I think you make money betting against them.
Generally speaking, yeah.
I haven't seen the numbers, but I would.
Well, in the first 2 weeks, those sides went like 2-8 or something.
Unless
like
it's like you're playing like Eastern, you know, Tallahassee something or other.
But even then, those bets usually aren't that lopsided. Like there's money on both sides. Sure. In this case, there's just not many people on Northwestern.
By the way, Northwestern University called Northwestern because its founders intended it for it to become the leading university in the region of the American Northwest, a territory that had been known from 1787 to 1803 as the Northwest Territory. They had faith the institution would live up to its name and become the principal universities of that area. So it was in the Northwest Territory when it was founded in the 1700s.
They should change its name. I don't know if they've seen, but we're in the Northwest.
We are more north
than
west.
The actual Northwest.
The real Northwest.
Suck it.
All right, up next, how could the AL West be any closer? Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi.
You're speaking Japanese.
No, we're not. We're speaking English to our English-speaking sports fans in the United States.
True story. Japanese gets spoken at my house, but it's usually when she's trying to insult me and doesn't want me to know. But I still know she's insulting me.
Wow.
This is Isaac and Suk on the Fan.
There's a tone to it.
Yeah, you can probably just tell. You don't even need to. You don't know the words,
no.
But you can feel it.
I feel it. When it switched to Japanese, I know there's nothing good about to happen in my house.
We are going to switch to a little baseball here.
Do we have to?
Well, I tell you what, that AL West, man. It is.
Yeah. We can talk about the AL West all we want. That's way better.
Could it be any tighter? No. I mean, you've got the Mariners, if you haven't been following, they have tied the Astros.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the last
And Texas is only two games back.
The last two nights, we've gone to, what, 12-plus innings for the Mariners, and they keep finding ways.
Boy, they tried to lose that. Was yep. it not last night, so the night before?
The night before.
I was watching, and they...
They've won six.
They could not. I think it was like the 10th and 11th and maybe even the 12th as well.
Yeah.
They have the bases loaded or something. They just could not get anybody home. They ended up winning, though, so it didn't matter. But that, I mean, I don't know how often it happens, but it I don't think it happens that often that you have three teams in the same division this close with 15 games left.
Yeah, it's nuts. So technically right now, I mean, the Mariners have the tiebreaker. I mean, they're the Mariners, if it's...
That's big.
The Mariners are in right now, but the Astros are technically tied. And then the Rangers are two back. And don't worry, because the Rangers have the Mets, and so they'll sweep the Mets. And so,
DeGrom's pitching at City tonight.
I know.
That's not going to be good for you.
It's not. I'm fully prepared for him to throw a no-hitter.
They're not a very good road team.
It doesn't matter. Have you seen what we're doing? I've already accepted the fact that the Mets are not going to be in the playoffs. And by the way, kudos to the Cincinnati Reds.
Are they hanging in there?
Oh, yeah. The media account for the Reds. So last night, I get home and I'm scrolling through and I'm trying to avoid, I'm just trying to just do sports. If it's not sports, I'm just skipping past. So I'm scrolling and.
Gee, why?
Yeah, I don't know why. And the Reds posted out like Mr. Met, and he was driving, and you know, in the side mirror, objects closer than they appear.
Yeah.
And it's Mr. Red with the little mustache.
I love that.
And I was like,
good little troll.
I was like, yeah, what?
That's good little troll.
Because I think they're a game and a half now back. I think the Giants and the Reds are a game and a half back of the,
wow.
of the Mets.
Okay, here's a question. Yeah. Mets, Giants, Reds. Who is the best of the three?
The Mets are.
The Mets are definitely the best
are
of the
they?
Three.
Yes.
Are they?
Yes.
Have you watched the Mets?
Their roster is the best roster
it's
of the three.
It's not even close.
I don't know.
It's really not.
I mean, didn't they send Senga down?
Yeah, well, they were
He's your ace, right?
I think the Giants are the worst of the three. I think it's Mets, Reds, Giants in that order.
The Mets are just relying. Like all the kids they brought up, they're almost like 3/5 of their starting rotation are rookies.
Giants are throwing Justin Verlander in an important game tonight. It's not going to go well.
What's he like, 0-11 or something?
He's like historically bad this season. Yeah.
Why do they keep running him out there?
I don't know, because it's gotten historically a little better.
God. Well, anyway, here are the schedules.
Yeah. By the way, Senga is about to start a game in AAA, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, Verlander's 3-10 with a 4-1.
The New York Post, the opening, the story yesterday was Senga in a good spot ahead of first AAA start as path back to the Mets begins.
Well, they're going to need him. I mean,
yes!
he'll be back if they make the playoffs.
At the start of the season, he was one of the best pitchers in baseball, and then he got hurt again, and now he sucks.
Oh, you know what? Verlander's going to win tonight. He's only given up 2 earned in his last 3 starts. Let's go!
Did you see the Mariners fan who paid an Etsy witch? To uncurse the team.
Yeah,
they are undefeated since then. Did you know that?
I did see the little.
It's
little.
Working.
By the way, I didn't know that was a thing. Can I just like? Can I be like an Etsy like wizard?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
I will curse or uncurse whoever you want me to for the low. What's a curse cost? Like or uncursed? I'm saying uncursed $79.95 curse. $35.
Okay.
Well, I think.
Well, what would you do?
I'm gonna curse him.
I know, but how?
You don't need to do. Don't worry about my proprietary wizard ways. Don't be asking my business. All right. Well, don't you need like some blood sacrifice? I got a bunch of dead animals in my yard. For God's sakes, there's that hawk that keeps dropping dead things in my yard. It's like a rabbit.
Plus, it's like a form of black magic, and magicians never reveal their tricks.
Yeah.
So.
Just know it involves dead animals and like some fire and just. Go off that. So if you want me to curse someone, what did I say, $35, the uncurse it's going to cost you. The uncurse is, it's a little steep.
So the Astros, who generally suck.
Yes.
I think. They have 3 at Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Then they play Texas.
Yeah.
Then they play the Mariners. So the Mariners Astros series is in Houston next weekend. Huge.
Huge.
And then they play at the A's and Angels. The Mariners have 3 more here against the Angels at home. Then they have to play at Kansas City.
Yeah.
By the way, Meatball is in. He would like you to uncurse the Royals, please.
he knows the fee. You know what? That's family. That's meat. I'm going to give him a discount.
15% off?
I'm going to uncurse for the price of the curse. That's what I'm willing to do for family.
Well, we're playing the Phillies, and scares me. I like the Phillies.
You better pony up that 35 right now to uncurse it.
Then what? They end with the Dodgers. Yeah, so they play the Royals the Astros on the road, and then they have a homestand to finish against the Rockies and Dodgers. Now, the Dodgers series is interesting because
they may not be playing for anything.
They may have wrapped up the NL West. Yep. And so, I mean, not to say that would be easy to beat them anyway, but that could be a thing. And then Texas is in New York tonight playing the Mets for 3. Mm-hmm. Then they play at Houston. So Houston has 2 gigantic series, but they get them both at home, Texas and Seattle. And then the Rangers get the Marlins, Twins, and Guardians.
Hmm.
So I don't know who has the easiest schedule, but it's really going to come down to those head-to-head matchups.
I'll tell you right now, like, if you're the Mariners, I got to see where the Dodgers are at. Because it may be the M's. Right,
because the Dodgers games and the games are in
they're in Seattle,
yeah.
And the Dodgers right now are two and a half up on the Padres. If you get down to that series and they're not playing for anything, and you're coming off a 3-game set against the Rockies, it might be the Mariners there to take, because I'm assuming that the Dodgers will rest everyone and set up their rotation for the postseason.
But you can't. I mean, you can rest some guys. You can't really rest everyone. The rosters aren't big enough. I mean, and I think there's also an argument to be made that, and I don't know how Dave Roberts feels, but yeah, get your pitchers. So what they're going to try to do is get their pitchers lined up in the correct way.
Sure.
And so that, you know, I mean, if you're facing Shohei or if you're facing Yamamoto, I mean, that,
but at the same time,
it's not like they're laying down.
No,
you know.
But you're not even playing for positioning, because you're not catching they have the third worst record. Like, they're not going to catch Milwaukee and they're not going to catch Philly. So I don't know, man. I don't know if they'll throw guys.
I think they'll set up their rotation, but it's hard to say what that looks like, because you don't know the dates and who's up.
Yeah.
Of the 3 teams, Houston, Seattle, and Texas, the Astros are the best road team. Mm-hmm. They are 500. Texas is the worst. They are 30-42 on the road.
Good thing they're playing the Mets.
Yeah, exactly. So I would imagine that most people think Texas might fade here in the next couple series.
Texas has been the hottest of these teams, although they've all
and they're
been,
all hurt.
Yeah,
have you seen their lineup?
Yeah, we talked about this the other day. We were going through, and it's a lot of like who, like what.
I'm going to give you their lineup.
Are any of those guys going to come back if they make the postseason?
Yeah, Seager. Well, they're saying Garcia might be back this weekend, and he was hitting pretty well before he went down. Seager's supposed to be back soon, and I don't know about Semien. He may be out.
Hmm.
And then Eovaldi's out for the year.
Yeah.
And he's there. He was there.
He was their ace.
Well, outside of DeGrom, who's had a good year. But let me read you their lineup from the other night. By the way, they just swept the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
Swept them.
Did you see their run? You know, they always say run differential is kind of an indicator of, like, your team. Like, it takes the fluke out of it. The Mariners have a plus 39. The Astros have a plus 13. The Rangers have a plus 91.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they've been injury riddled for, like, half the year.
So they... Josh Smith, I think his name's Josh. Yeah, Josh Smith.
Joseph Smith?
What? He's been there all year. Wyatt Langford, you know him.
Mm.
And then they go Jock Peterson. He's hitting third. He's batting 173.
We love Jock on this show.
I would like to point out, and we do love Jock. Jock at one point was hitting like 109, so it's a monster comeback for him.
Jake Berger is cleanup.
Jakey Berger?
Jake Berger's had a few burgers.
Yeah.
You seen that guy?
He's a fat home
run.
He's like
a mini Rowdy Tellez.
Josh Young, regular third baseman, he's in there. And then they got Higashioka catching, some guy named Osuna in right, some guy named Freeman at second, and then Hellman, some dude named Hellman. Three of those guys they called up from the minors just recently, Hellman.
I have no idea.
That's who they're running out there, and they're winning.
Yeah, and they're right there.
Marcelo Osuna in the corner outfield and Freddie Freeman at second base, is that what I just heard?
Hardly.
Is this one of, like, the Acuna situation? We're like, you got Acuna? Nah, we got the little brother.
You know what it is? It's Bochy doing Bochy things. You saw this?
Yep. It absolutely is.
He never had much offense in San Francisco either.
And he did this crap, like, with Jock Peterson. He put, like, Cody Ross out there in the 3-hole, and people are like, what are you doing? And then that guy gets him to the playoffs.
God.
It's going to be interesting.
Meat's going to send you 15 in Bitcoin.
Done and done.
He said. All right, we'll get to Friday randoms coming up on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Text program says that the odds makers, you know, they do like the playoff predictor.
Yeah.
Mariners, 92% chance. Houston, whoa. 76.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
It's got to be based on those schedules we just talked about.
Schedules,
right?
And then maybe they have the tiebreaker too.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
But, that Houston gets to host their three against Seattle, though. That's weird. 92% for the
That's
Mariners?
What I said. I was like, my gosh.
But all of them are like a half game from not making it. Well, I put it this way.
Feels like it's a coin flip for a bunch of them,
right? Two of the three will make it, right?
Yes.
Because there's nobody. I mean, my Royals have faded.
No, the Royals are five back. The Guardians are 3.5 back. So maybe, but essentially, yes, two of the three should make it.
Well, and Texas is the likely team to not because they're already two back. But
yes.
There's only 15 games left. But I don't know. That's weird. I don't know how they come up with those.
Yeah, I'm trying to look and see what the...
I think that's kind of stupid.
What the...
Probabilities.
Yeah,
but what are the odds? What are like if I wanted to bet?
That I don't know. I just was looking at the playoff chances. Like the Mets right now, 48.9. Where are the going here to the Mariners? See on this is Baseball Reference. And they have the Mariners at 84.8.
I've got the betting odds here. So who do we want first? Mariners?
Yeah.
Odds to make minus 1,100. Odds to miss plus 650.
I am only talking numbers here. Mm-hmm. I want the Mariners to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But am I wrong that plus 650 is a pretty good value?
I would agree.
I mean, basically, that means if you make that bet six times, you expect it to win once. And I think you would, right?
Yeah. What's Texas and Houston?
Let's see.
I think the big thing is that Houston hosts both Texas and Seattle. I think that's important.
Yeah.
Because none of these teams are good road teams.
No.
Of course, it doesn't list either of them. It's only listing Arizona, Cincinnati, Cleveland, New York, San Francisco, and Seattle.
I did see today the Diamondbacks are making a push.
Are they?
Yeah. They're only like three back of you guys.
They're plus 2,500 to make it if you like them.
Well, this is it's
interesting. I already have a ticket on them. So this I thought it was dead though.
So this is Fangraphs and Baseball Reference. And again, so this is where the person said the Mariners 92. So Baseball Reference has the Mariners just to make the postseason at 84.8, so 85. And they have the Astros at 62, and they've got the Rangers at 52. But
wow.
I looked at Fangraphs, and they must use a different sort of projection because they have the Mariners at 91.92. The Astros are at 77, and they have the Rangers here at only 27.5. So,
All right.
Yeah, depending on how you look at it, it does feel like, at least according to these two, the Mariners are in the catbird seat.
It'll probably be the Mariners and Astros.
Yes.
Now, this one says the Astros -310, yes, +250, no.
Yeah, I guess with the Astros and Mariners tied, I don't really see why the Mariners
It must just be scheduled.
And more of a longer shot.
And it sounds like because they're tied
it's
right
not
now.
It's not to win the division,
it's
to make the playoffs. So they could still win the division and beat Texas out for the third wild card spot.
Yeah.
That's why.
Okay. Now we're on the same page.
Yes.
Okay, babe. Hey, I just got a notification about the Blazers. Remember them?
Oh, yeah. You know, that season is actually like right around the corner.
Yeah, well, I was reading an article the other day that was talking about Anthony Davis may miss the opener. And I'm like,
street clothes.
What are you talking about? Opener.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's right around the corner, man.
And then he had surgery on something.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. Did you read about that? What his ailment is? I can't remember.
Yeah, whatever.
But then I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, that's like 6 weeks from now.
Yeah. Yeah. Somewhere Danny is touching himself right now thinking about it. You know me. I will pay attention to the NBA come Christmas, and that's a big fat maybe.
You know me, and you know that I will pay attention to the NBA maybe after the All-Star break.
Did you?
You're a loser.
Did you see what the Crypt Keeper had to say?
Dude.
What did he say?
Yeah.
So he, where was it?
Well,
was
wait a minute.
He was,
can we?
We should probably break.
Can I call a timeout?
Yeah, you can call a timeout. You can take the ball.
We got a whole other hour.
Yeah.
Actually, three of them.
Yeah.
So let's do that next.
Yeah. Adam Silver said one of the more.
I have that audio. I played it yesterday in one of my reports.
It is one of the most idiotic.
Uh-oh.
Billy Madison, at no point did you come close to a coherent thought that I've ever heard a commissioner say.
Okay, well, we'll get to it next.
Yeah.
The Blazers thing, I got a notification. The Allen family estate has announced formal plans to sell its majority stake in the Trailblazers.
So didn't we have that?
And the rest of the story says nothing. Oh. Like, so basically, it's all been out there for weeks.
Yeah.
But the estate is now saying, yep, we're selling.
More importantly,
they're on top of it.
Tom, our new owner.
Tom
One
Dundon.
Of his partners.
I think I know where you're going here.
Panda Express Boys.
Yeah.
Is what? No?
the lady that owns, the family that owns Panda Express is a partner in the new Blazers ownership.
In the ownership group.
Which means
100 points free orange chicken.
Yeah. Now we're talking, baby.
Not only that, I believe she went to Oregon State.
Yeah,
so she got
did.
Local ties too.
Dude, if I go to the Moda Center next year and there is not a combo B platter.
You need an orange chicken giveaway for the points thing. No chalupas, orange chicken giveaways.
Yeah. And I want pandas in the building.
Ooh, I like that.
I want to go get a combo B platter with some spicy orange chicken. It's new, it's delightful, and some Beijing beef. I want to sit my ass in that seat and eat some Panda Express and watch the Blazers.
Are you talking about Peggy Chern?
Yes.
She's a Beeve.
Yeah.
She founded Panda Express, and she's part of the Blazers ownership group?
Yep.
I'm more excited about this than I am about Tom coming. No offense to Tom. Let me talk to Peggy. I love Panda Express.
You're probably going to get a Panda Express in the arena, right?
That's what I'm saying. If not, I'm going to be pissed. Panda's my favorite fast food. Let's go.
All right. Well, suddenly a lot to get to.
Yeah.
Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.